Newsom shakes up social media strategy to push back against Trump. California Governor Gavin Newsom's administration said the governor is responsible for inspiring dozens of posts across social media platforms targeting the Trump administration and Texas Republican lawmakers, with the campaign ramping up after the Lone Star State's redistricting efforts began. This is a reflection of the governor and a small team taking cues from him, a spokesperson for Newsom's office told the Epoch Times by email. We know everyone wants to know the person doing this, but the truth is this is a reflection only of Gavin Newsom, his years of consumption of right-wing media, and now he's using what he's learned for good, holding a mirror to MAGA. Many of the posts, which mimic the style of Trump, include words typed out in capital letters and end with Trump's trademark, "Thank you for your attention to this matter." Donnie J. and Carol Wyan Levitt will have their hands full today. Whoops. The Newsom press account posted on X on August 14th. I, Gavin Christopher Newsom, America's favorite governor, will host the greatest press conference of all time. After that, the maps will soon be released. Very much anticipated. History made. The GOP's rigged game is over. The people retake Congress. You're welcome, America. Liberation Day. That is what many are calling it. Thank you for your attention to this matter, GCN. The account later suggested Newsom deserves the Nobel Peace Prize because of the most incredible maps in the history of mapping. The Nobel Committee has given this award to lesser people for much less. The governor's press account posted on August 15th. I, Gavin C. Newsom actually earned it. The world will be safer, kinder, and frankly more beautiful because of my maps. A meme posted to the account showed Newsom behind a podium with an image of a Nobel Prize medal and the word "receive" misspelled in the headline. Another X post from August 17th shows artwork depicting the governor with Kid Rock, Tucker Carlson, and Hulk Hogan, with Hogan wearing a white tank top with angel wings and a halo above his head. The press team responded to Housing and Urban Development Secretary Scott Turner's August 19th X post announcing that the agency's website is now offered in English only, with a vulgar retort in Spanish. Comments flooded the posts, both supportive and critical, with artificial intelligence used to create dozens of unique memes that are now spreading around the internet. Since August 1st, Newsom's press account on X has gained more than 325,000 new followers, produced more than 300 million impressions, and 1.8 million profile visits, with the engagement rate up by more than 30%, according to a statement Newsom's office provided to the Epoch Times. The attention spurred numerous interviews with media outlets nationwide that received more than 30 million views. Trump's press team responded to inquiries about the governor's posts with a curt rejection. Who cares? Abigail Jackson, White House spokeswoman, told the Epoch Times by email. Polling data suggests the social media campaign could be resonating, with an Echelon Insights poll from August 8th to 14th showing Newsom's popularity rising by 3% to 13% among Democratic voters, though he still trails last year's Democratic Party presidential candidate Kamala Harris's 26%. Democratic strategists welcomed the mimicry of Trump's communication strategies. Strong communication isn't just about politics, but accountability and accessibility. Newsom's strategy demonstrates his belief that meeting people where they are, whether that's in a town hall, on a community block, or on a digital platform, is essential to governing effectively from, David Carlucci, a Democratic former state senator from New York, told the Epoch Times by text on Thursday. The governor's strategy highlights how politicians need to adapt and use new media to cut through partisan noise and speak directly with constituents about policies that impact their lives. Vice President J.D. Vance, also a target of Newsom's social media campaign, which dubbed him Just Dance Vance and included a photoshopped image of Rachel Raygun Gunn, the Australian breakdancer who went viral last year for her performance during the Olympics, with the vice president's face, highlighted differences between Trump's style and that of the California governor. The idea that Gavin Newsom is somehow going to mimic Donald Trump's style that ignores the fundamental genius of President Trump's political success, which is that he's authentic, Vance told Fox News's Laura Ingraham on Wednesday. He just is who he is. With some in the political world saying Newsom is gearing up for a presidential run and seeking to elevate his national exposure, one Republican suggested the move is strategic. Newsom has watched and studied President Trump, especially the information warfare part. He is now trying to apply those lessons to take control of the Democratic Party. Steve Bannon, War Room host and former White House chief strategist during the first Trump administration, told the Epoch Times by text on Thursday. The posts are both to get attention and to try to instill a fighting spirit in a demoralized Democratic Party. Bannon said the president's broad victory in the November election put the opposing party in a tight position politically. They've lost 4.5 million voters who punched out of being actually registered Democrats, he said. That exemplifies a party in extremis. Newsom is trying to counter that. He advised the GOP to unify around election integrity and voting issues. Republicans must go to general quarters to defeat Newsom's redistricting steal in November, Bannon said. If we fail to stop him here and now, he will only gain stature among dispirited Democrats. The only thing that will work against Newsom is to defeat Newsom. Brad Jones contributed to this report.